Anyway, if someone has wants to sort of interrupt and ask any questions or ask something, then we can do that. I'm not talking to listeners, I'm talking to the other devotees who are sitting here in the room. Hopefully you're free to interrupt, but I won't hear what you're saying. Yes, I think the devotees are probably aware of this relatively large, but other than that, quite devastating earthquake that took place in New Zealand, Christchurch. And aside from that, aside from the death toll, there is probably 100, and who knows how many more. Also, our temple that we had there was completely demolished. And not only that, but what I hear were very beautiful Gornitai deities. They're also broken and ruined beyond repair. From what I hear, it was the earthquake was actually happening during midday aarti, and the pujaris tried to steady the deities, but the shocks were so violent that he couldn't, and the deities were broken, right? And of course, that brings immediately brings the question: well, how come things like this happen? Particularly, how come things like this happen to deities? Ultimately, deities are Krishna. Krishna is the controller of the material energy, and yet at the same time, it seems that he's subordinate to some trivial material disturbance, an earthquake. How does that fit in with our understanding? Doesn't that possibly weaken our faith? And so on. And we need to recall, well, that we're living in a material world, and in the same way that we're also subject to the tribulations of the material world, being Vaishnavas, Krishna often, and even in his deity form, subjects himself to the laws of material nature, even though he may be above it. For instance, Srila Prabhupada, who is a highly liberated transcendentalist, at the same time, he didn't play any kind of magic by which he would be free from the inconveniences of old age or even disease. How he showed us when he left his body, he didn't choose to leave his body in the way, for instance, that Narottam Das Thakur did, where he just sort of dissolved his body into the Ganges. The Prabhupada went through a relatively prolonged illness of 6 months, suffering inconvenience, pain, a lot of discomfort, even mental discomfort, just to show us, don't think that this won't happen to you. Krishna left the world in one way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sort of left in a miraculous way, merging into Jagannath, Tota Gopinath, or just walking off into the sky, according to how different devotees saw him or what their relationship was. But on the other hand, Krishna was shot by a hunter, Jara, and he left the world like that. If I remember right, there's also an example during the Second World War when India was being bombed by the Japanese, when one Gaudiamat temple had a direct hit and was blown up, deities were destroyed. It happened, and I've mentioned before on one discussion when devotees asked Srila Prabhupada if there's a world war, what will happen to devotees? And Prabhupada says, you'll die. So it's not that devotees are above the events of material energy, neither should we expect that to happen, but rather we're given the instruments and the tools with which to deal with the natural suffering that takes place in the material world. the holy name, the association of Vaishnavas, and particularly transcendental knowledge, which tells us to expect these things. This is what the material world is about. It is Dukkhalaya Mashashvata. It's a place of misery and suffering. That misery and suffering is also there for us. Old age is there for us. Disease is also there for us. And it's something that Krishna subjects himself to. When Mother Yashoda didn't feed Krishna, it wasn't that Krishna was indifferent, because he doesn't need to eat anyway. Krishna was hungry. So he was dependent on being fed, and that's why he got angry and smashed the pots. So sometimes Krishna chooses to subject himself to the material energy, and particularly in the form of a deity, which originally is of material energy, either marble or wood or stone or some such material substance. It's also subject, just like the material body, is also subject to decay and death. Even though, from one point, he's fully transcendental, from the other point, he's also subject to the effects of matter, and how the material world is really temporary. And in this case, the deities, although certainly Gornatai could have, number one, stopped the earthquake, number two, they could have made sure that all the buildings around the temple collapsed, and the temple miraculously stood, and everyone was convinced of how miraculous Krishna consciousness is, and that, or even if everything in the temple collapsed, that they continued standing there, but they didn't choose to do that. Because they chose to give us a different message other than a miracle message, and that is the message that it is the material world, and even they're willing to accept the limitations that living in this material world imposes upon us. And it becomes then a test of our faith. How faithful are we? How much convinced are we that, yes, deities are Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they are in full control, even though they may appear to be under control? Krishna appears to be very, very ordinary. I told that story the other day of Durvasa Muni. So he could understand that Krishna could appear in the world, but that he was just this little boy playing in the mud, running around naked, and behaving in very strange ways, sometimes even looking as if he was like, well, especially Krishna's a very bad loser. He doesn't like to lose games, so he loses his temper like that. He couldn't figure out how this connects with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But that's one part of the mysteries of Krishna's personality. And Krishna also wants to test our faith. He also wants to test how much do we actually really believe this. Do we only believe in him when he shows miracles? Or do we believe in him when he appears very ordinary? Materialistic people will just consider that, well, it's a shame that the Hare Krishna's temples were broken, and they'll just think that, well, that's their idol. It's not an idol, it's Krishna, but sometimes he chooses to act like this. Sometimes he'll choose to do like Shakshi Gopal and walk, which deities don't usually do, or like Madan Gopal, when Muslims came, they heard that there was a deity being worshipped in Vrindavan, and then he hid off in the bushes until Advaitacharya came and found out where he was. But he won't always do like that. Thousands and thousands of deities were destroyed in the 1,000 years of Mughal, Uzbek, and so on rule in India. They were broken up. Their bodies were made into the stairs for mosques. It's the material world, and Krishna will allow these things to happen, just like he allows countless innocent animals to be slaughtered, so many people to suffer in so many ways. If we want a place where these things don't happen, then we need to get out of this world. And Krishna will use different types of ways to remind us that this is not the place that we should be. Anyway, anyone got anything else they want to add or question? Go ahead.
Somebody's already raised the question of, is it a decision of Krishna to leave a place? And that's why he puts himself in the
Yes, sometimes people may say, well, maybe there was offenses, maybe Krishna wanted to leave, maybe that's for devotees who are more in tune with local circumstances and reason, but people need to be aware of what the detailed circumstances in that area are to flush that out and make it more specific. But for Gornitai, yeah, it would have to be something quite bad if it was really just due to some offenses. I would doubt that that's the case. I would just assume that.
Okay, well, very beautifully. It's a beautiful temple. The devotees are very sweet, affectionate. The service was always beautiful.
Yeah, things happen. The real world things. That was when well, first of all, in London, when this madman came through the skylight and fell on Nandanishwara, the Prabhupada just said, just repair. And when Subhadra toppled off, because Jagannath Bhagwan were upstairs, so they were above them, fell off, Prabhupada didn't say anything at all, just put him back. Made no comment, no judgment, no anything. Just things sometimes things happen, and our main business is to just get on with Krishna consciousness and get on with our devotional service, and make the best out of this really bad place that we're in, the material world. Preach Krishna consciousness, and just remember that. It's not a good place to be. Someone else? No one else to know. Turn it off. Who knows? Direction world seems to be going in right now isn't something where you can expect good things to be happening. It's becoming more and more dangerous, and as Srila Prabhupada said, don't expect that material nature is just going to be constantly tolerating. At a certain point, she'll fight back. Let's certain point she'll strike back. And we should be ready for that. There's such so many sinful activities going on a daily basis. We shouldn't be surprised that when that karma starts compounding, then we start getting the results of that.